cash having.
Oh no.
Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
Hi guys, today's gonna be a bit of a different vibe that we're going through. Like previously we got to know Nay, so today, drum roll please, we get to know the lovely, the one and only, that beauty,
Nyavin,
Rhea.
Let's not do the hair one.
So today we are with the lovely Rhea.
Hi guys.
How was you feeling?
I was fine.
How was everything?
Everything but the journey here was great. So much traffic,
you know.
Ugh. My Jeep couldn't take it.
Like, bro, I was literally just going to say, how's the new car? I heard you got a whip. You was whipping.
Oh, what?
So tell me more about that, the whole driving experience, the whole process, your theory, your practical, having your license.
Are you crazy? Like, that whole thing is a movie. First of all, when I done my first theory, I didn't know that your theory expired. So I just sat down. I was like, pass my theory. Like, what's next now? I was about to start doing my lessons. Then, you know, my teacher's like, your theory expired like 2 months ago. I was like, it expires. She was like, yeah, it expires. What are you talking about? So I was like, oh, okay. So what do I have to do now?
Yeah.
Mind you, I had a test in 2 weeks' time. Sugar. So she was like, you need to go, you need to take that test ASAP and do it. So I took the test, done more lessons, got there, done my test, failed. I was all right though. I knew I was failing. It was okay. Yeah. It wasn't, you know, we have money to waste, of course. So, you know, we can waste that money. That money went, booked another test. Failed that one as well. I have money to waste, of course, because then you're
so yet
fail.
Again done
so
it again.
Yet again I've done it again, and then obviously COVID came, so I had to chill a bit.
Everyone had to chill a bit for COVID.
I fully had to chill, and I was like, it got me so angry because it's like I need to buy my car before my birthday.
Done once.
I need to get this present for myself before my flipping birthday. Like, this is a gift to oneself. Like, this is what I want to gift myself. And right now I'm not making myself happy. Like, it's
I'm not satisfying myself.
Like, no one can do it better than I can, and I'm not doing it.
So true.
So I went, you know what, you need to fix up.
You need to pull up your socks.
Need to get your head in the right gear.
Which gear is that?
6, bro.
Okay.
I was moving on a 1-2 and then a 3-4.
What's 6?
And then, you know, a 5. Now I'm on the motorway. Do you get what I mean?
You're screwing. What is it? What's the miles? 75?
Yeah, something like that. But we don't do that. We don't do 75.
What
we're
do
on
we do?
80.
Ooh.
We're on 90.
Ooh.
We pass 100.
Are we in France now? Are we in France?
We're
now?
There.
Mad.
We passed France. We're in Belgium.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Are we entering Greece?
No, I don't think they're
not entering Greece. Oh,
what's after Germany?
I don't know, fam.
Because I know Belgium, Germany. What's next? I don't know.
Anyway. Luxembourg? No, that's... Don't worry about me, fam.
Yeah, so, you know, and then obviously... My babes, my beautiful...
Your booty.
My booty. He was like, you know, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, you know what I want for my birthday? He's like, are you being serious? Are you going to take care of it? I said,
of course, darling.
I said, I'll take care of you if you give
me.
So he was like, all right, I'll think about it. Next thing you know, my birthday comes and he just pulls up in this Jeep and he says, happy birthday.
You are like...
I'm still waiting for that dream to come true.
We had your man's food.
I'm still waiting for that dream to come true. But yeah, driving's going good. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm still on the road to getting my license.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I'll tell that story when the story's finished.
We'll continue it later, man.
It's still on ways. Mm. We get in there slowly.
So let's just start from the roots. The roots, roots. So where are your roots from? Where do you originate from? Where's this dark beauty in front of me? Where's she from?
First of all, I'm half Ugandan, half Ethiopian, half Ghanaian, half Egyptian, half Jamaican. I'm joking. Okay, done with the jokes. I'm Ugandan, fully Ugandan.
100%,
1,000%.
It runs through the veins.
There's no mix up anyway. Legit. Mom's Ugandan, dad's Ugandan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everyone be Ugandan.
So, like, I know that you've lived in both Uganda and the UK. Where do you, like, where do you call, like, home? Where do you feel most comfortable, most, you know, I am here and I love it here? Where is that?
I'm not going to lie, as depressing as England is, and I mean that
with all your chest. Soul.
I love this country. It's so sad.
Dumb ones.
But home is forever Uganda. Like, that is home. But this is very much home. Like, I can go to Uganda for a month, maybe two. Yeah. Live there forever? Maybe not.
No?
I've been here since I was, like, 6, 7. So this has been home.
Dumb ones.
For a very long time. Even though I've been back and forth.
Yeah.
This is home.
So, like, you say London's home, you're a Britannian. So, where did you grow up in this Britain that we call home?
First of all, when I came to England...
To the England.
I came to North London. Mm-hmm. I was a Wood Green baby.
Oh, you know? Okay.
I went to St. Paul's there, here mm-hmm. and there. Then I went to Uganda for a bit, went to visit my grandparents.
Yeah.
Came back and boom. Up and moved to East London.
Burp, 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 burp.
And now we live in the slums of Gascoigne.
Oh! The slums, Maria, that's
weird. It raised me though, so it is where it is. You have to say it how it is. It wasn't slums back then, but right now, the way people move around in it, it's become slums. You know slums. What,
yeah? Back then, it looked like slums, but it wasn't slums.
It wasn't.
Now that it's been gentrified and it looks better, it's slums.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I grew up in Gascoigne.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to about 5 primary schools in my entire life.
5? 5. Yo.
So, I started off in Uganda because my mum was very... Because I was born in Uganda, my mom's a hairdresser.
Yeah.
She had a no fuckery with my hair. Mm. Like, I was not going to cut my hair like everyone else in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had to pay for the school fees and she had to pay for my hair to stay on my head as well.
Yeah.
So it's them ones there where if a contract ended with a school, I had to move to another school. She was not trying to fuck up with my hair. Like, so I've been to one school. My first school was Kagoma Day. That was
Kagoma Day.
That was like where we lived in the area. Uh-huh. And then from that one, I went to another school that I don't remember. Yeah, because I was really upset when I had to leave that one.
Yeah.
Like the head teacher was my friend. Like it's them ones.
Teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet, 100%. Mm. Like I went in there crying. He didn't ask. He just gave me a sweet.
Bless.
And that was it. That was our conversation. Bless. Literally, we didn't have a conversation. It was, what happened? Here you go. And that is it. And then obviously I came to England, and my first school, I don't remember it here. And then my second school was St. Paul's. Obviously,
was it?
Yeah. So St. Paul's was my second school in England, because my first school I literally stayed there for 3 months and then my cousin moved to St. Paul's, so my mom was like, let's have them together. So it was, we were together for type of thing. Then came to East London, I went to Gascoigne. After Gascoigne, went back to Uganda, went to Taiba primary school. After Taiba primary school,
I came back here. Okay, that leads me to like my next question. All them schools that you went through, how did you maintain friends? Like, how was it, like, making new friends? Because I understand sometimes when you get comfortable, you go to another school, you're like, oh, you don't know the people around you, you don't know how to act. So how did you make friends and deal with the whole situation thing?
That's a mad one. I'm not a people's people. True. So I have been an only child. I was an only child for a very long time. So I've made imaginary friends. I know how to play by myself. I don't need help with, you know, I'm a loner, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So
yeah,
as a child, I was okay being by myself because first of all, I was the only child. My mom got me anything I needed, anything I wanted.
So you're basically spoiled.
I was, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, no cap.
No cap, yeah.
So I was in my zone. You would want to be friends with me.
True.
It's not me wanting to be friends with you. Oh. You would just look at me and be like, oh, she has a Nintendo DS. Oh, I'm running to her. Like, oh, she has a whatever was popping at that time, them little baby things that,
oh, she has a Nokia brick and she can play snakes, I'm going to her.
I had a Motorola.
Oh, mate,
Nokia brick, where,
what's that?
My Motorola flipped.
Oh,
at the age of 10,
whilst we were here struggling with our bricks, press my girl was flipping and hanging up. Must be nice.
I'll be like, call you later.
Oh,
call the client.
Oh.
Yeah,
mad. So that was like what, primary school, where you moved around a lot? Like, how was it for like secondary school? Was it like you moved around, or was it just like, okay, you're staying in this set place and that was it?
Secondary school, I was in one clap school, like that was it. There was no fun in it. Like,
are we out
around
in the school?
Nope. But not,
you're not out
that
in this?
It raised me. You know, that's the thing. In life, we have things that are great and we have things that are mad.
Yeah.
And even those things that are mad, they still raise you. Mm. So it's not a, in my opinion, it was a bit weird. But, you know, it raised me. And the fact, I feel like in secondary school, it was quite hard for me because I'm used to, jumping up from a school to another. So it was like, oh,
you have to sit in that
now
one
I'm
place
here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, mom's not saying we're going here. Yeah. Nope. She's saying we are staying here in this country. We're staying here.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. Making friends, it was mad for me making friends because when I was initially leaving the UK, I had cut off bare people. Trust me, you know, when you look at kids and you're like, you're just a kid. What are you going through? They are going through a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are going through life.
Yeah.
To you, life starts at whatever age you are at now. To them,
it started.
This person not being their friend, that is them. That's life hitting them hard.
Them saying, I'm not your friend, I'm going to tell my mom.
Yeah.
They're thinking about that, they get home, they're sleeping. That's all they're thinking
about. That's life hitting them hard. That's why I always say to parents, it's important to talk to your kids and find out where they are. So when I was leaving the UK to go back to Uganda, it was a mad one because I had decided. I had it in my head that, okay, I might not be coming back because it's come to a point where at this point, I hadn't seen my grandparents in 5 years and we're very close. I don't want to come back here. Like, I don't. And my mom is them ones there. If you don't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. So it's fine. So it was them ones there where when I was leaving, I cut ties off with certain people. So it was okay. From young, I knew how to cut.
It wasn't that hard.
Because I was already originally a loner.
You see how you got, next question. You see how it was easy for you to cut people. Do you feel like that mentality is still now? It's like, okay, you fuck me over, I'm cutting you off. You fuck me over, I'm cutting you off. Or is it them ones? You fuck me over once, I'll see. Fuck me over twice. How many times is it before someone comes and now walks over you before you're like, okay, I'm going to cut
them
off?
In my teenage years, you fuck me over.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Like the first time.
That's it.
Okay, makes sense.
That's it. That's why it explains why I don't have friends like that. Legit, that is actually it. I got the mentality of, no offense, my mom's a very nice person.
But when
she lets people in. So to me, it was like, when people piss you off, right, I get pissed off. So it's like, I always used to be my mum's pissed off friend. Like, I used to, you know,
guns blazing.
Bro, I would fight you. And like, it wasn't even my business, but I would fight you for my mum. So to me, it came to a point where if you're my age and you're acting dumb, fuck off.
Them ones.
Like, and I had this mentality, if you don't have the same mindset as me, fuck we off. Like, we can't be friends anyway. So, but now that I'm growing, I don't let people into my circle anyway.
True.
So if I'm going to let you into my circle and you fuck me over, I'm going to give you a chance because you're in my circle. Like, I've let you in. You're in, like, you've passed certain doors that you're not even supposed to pass. Now you're in. So it's like, I'm going to be like, okay, cool. Maybe this is why she, like... Like, I always try to see the other person's perspective before I come and now say, you know, dead that. But, yeah. I miss old me, though. Like, I feel like I've grown up so much.
Yeah.
I used to be a very...
High rate, angry child
growing up. And it had nothing to do with my upbringing. It was literally... Just like that. It's just who I am.
Like... What I can gather from this little interview that we're having here is that you're very family oriented. So like when you go, you know, you get older, you get the ring. How many kids are you trying to pop out? What's the family dynamics gonna be?
They
are
we need to find the formula of where the man pops them out. Because me personally, as much.
Please tell me you're not gonna say you want a whole football team.
No, me personally, growing up, I've grown up, okay, not here, but in Uganda, we grew up bare kids. Our dining table is literally from
like the last here supper kind of vibes.
To that. Yeah, yeah, basically. So it's like, oh, pass me this, pass me that, pass me this, bust jokes with this person. Oh, let's swap chairs. I need to talk to that person.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. So me growing up, before I knew how kids were formed, I wanted that.
I wanted
7 kids, 8 kids. I wanted 10. My grandkids to be there as well. Yeah. But then as life gets old, like as I get older,
you start to realize
I got periods, and if this is how it hurts when, you know, a child's gonna be inside me, then I don't know. I don't even think I wanna do the procedure of starting to have a child, first of all. So I want to cut that whole situation out.
My girl was like, I want a child, but I don't want to go through everything.
No, that's why I said they need to find a formula where...
For guys. But then, okay.
I'll be like, babes, okay.
So how's the guy meant to push it out?
Bumhole.
Oh my God, don't say that. Oh my God.
I'm joking. I'll have my kids naturally.
Yeah, but
I have childbearing hips.
How many of them, though?
Right now,
at this very moment,
considering to my financial situation right now,
yeah,
I would have 3 kids.
Understandable.
3 kids, meaning I can pay for all their university fees.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
My child's not going through student finance.
Oh, hell to the no. That's another thing. How uni life, student finance, how are you coping with that?
I'm not coping right now.
And plus, I know you have job as well. So how are you juggling both doing?
I'm not coping.
Oh, and you have podcast as well.
I'm not coping.
And you have candle business as well.
I'm not coping.
And you have hair.
I'm not coping. I don't have a private life. Like, there's no copation. There's no copation. Like, it's not there. Like, from this day to that day, I'm working. The next day is podcast. The next day, hair. Or on that exact same day, after podcast, we do hair.
Mm.
The day after is hair. The next day, candles. Mm. It's just
too much.
It's mad. And then there's paperwork as well.
Yeah.
It's just long.
But, like, how do you... I know you said you're not coping, but it kind of seems like you kind of are. So how do you, like, organize everything to be like, okay, this day is for this day, this day is for this day, this day is for uni. I'm doing this. Like, how do you break your time?
Here's the thing. I'm the type of person, if I'm not doing anything and I'm sitting down, there's a problem. Why are you not moving? Why are you not working?
Yeah.
So it's like, after work, it's always like, okay, cool, come back home, cook for yourself, eat some food, sit down, and then just be like, okay, tomorrow, I you know, I message my podcast co-host, yeah, and I'm like, okay, cool. So tomorrow, this is ABCD. This is how ABC is going to run down. Everyone okay with that? If everyone's okay, that's how it's gonna run down. I know I have that sorted. Everyone's in that bubble. Bang. Tick. Go to my app, see if I have any clients sorted for that exact same day. Be like, okay, cool, I have them scheduled in a certain time. Like, if you want a certain hairstyle, it's gonna have to be a certain time, and it has to be after the podcast. So priorities number one at the moment is podcast.
So you guys be careful, you man.
That's not a lie.
Them is actually not, fam.
It's not a lie.
We bend over backwards.
We travel from
Quay areas
from to come Mary and Wolf do recording and
from Basildon to come and I'll do this. It's but trick.
It's yeah. So then obviously after that, it's even if I don't have any clients on a Friday, it's me and Bay time, you know.
Oh, let's jump on to that. I heard Bay, I heard juiciness. I was like, should I ask this question or not? I was waiting for her to give me like a little inkling that I can say. So, babes, them, love life. How do you spice things up? How do you keep it, you know? Whoosh.
We're both busy people. I'm not gonna lie. We're both busy people, but it's about having understanding of, like, how each other's lives are moving.
Mm.
And, you know, it's important to be with someone that has a goal.
Mm-hmm.
If the man does not have a goal in life, and if you yourself
don't have
stagnant,
a goal.
No one's going anywhere.
Yeah.
I need to see that he wants to provide.
Yep.
And he needs to see that I want to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, cool. We're good in that space. Mm-hmm. Love-wise, it needs to be on lock.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be busy without having love. Because if you're busy without having love...
What are you doing, fam? Are you even doing it right?
It's just mad. Mm-hmm. And one thing everyone needs to understand...
Is
very important.
Oh, 155% is make is like, you know how people say it's make or break. When people used to say it's make or break, I never used to understand it, but now I understand it.
It is it's very kind of, important.
It puts everything
the 2 minutes
together.
That you have, the oh let we're going upstairs, we're coming back, all of those, oh let me go help you get your shirt, all of that is very important.
The little spontaneous,
oh, you forgot your wallet upstairs, but babe, no, you forgot it upstairs.
Oh, damn.
The little, I'm outside your work.
Oh,
I'm picking you up today.
I'm in the car. I ain't wearing nothing. Come out.
We ain't saying too much.
Oh my God. You know, I feel like
and
a school
cutting
girl.
People off. In a relationship, I'm not gonna lie, your relationships won't work if you still have certain people dangling in your life. That is like, I don't know, you're in a relationship as well, you can tell me, but cutting certain people off,
there's certain
is
people,
very
yeah.
important.
It's like there's certain people that may be in your life, but the way they act or the way their mentality hasn't reached your level yet. So it's not even like, oh, I don't like you anymore. It's me and you were not on the same level. You're just still distant. On ground floor.
Yeah.
I'm on floor six.
It's not even about cutting off. Like, distance. It's like, let me love you from a distance.
From afar.
It's okay, because it has to be them ones like, he does it for me.
Mm.
And he is me now. So you kind of need to accept
him. It.
You might not like him like that.
But
this is a bit of me.
And you're going to have to flip and like it.
You're
going
to have to
like
it. And it's like, if I'm making a mistake, let it be my mistake, please.
Have you ever had a situation where you're head over heels the guy, but then your girls or someone's like, oh no.
So
they're
I'm
like, I don't trust him. There's something about him. What do you do? Do you like be like, okay, cool, but that's my man, I don't see it? Or do you like cut the man off and be like, my girl's saying that, so what now?
So when it comes to that whole relationship love thing, I'm the type of girl that loves with my head,
not
with my brain.
Mm.
I love with my heart. I'm a Libra, so when I fall deep, like
Libras.
I fall very deep, but we don't show it. We don't show that we are madly deep in with you, because it's like, if I show you and you fuck me over tomorrow,
I'm gonna
swear
be pissed.
Swear to God,
I'm cutting your dick off.
I swear to God. it is coming off.
Ooh.
Like, I swear to God. So it's them ones there, like, there's been situations when, sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, your friends do see for you, if that even makes sense.
It does make, it's like when your mum says, I don't like this person.
Or I don't like this friend.
I've learned to listen to when my mum says it now.
You just learn their opinion, just be like, okay, but why?
Mm.
I just wanna understand why you don't like this person. And when you see it's valid, just be like, yeah, I understand.
Pick it up,
I understand moment. And just leave it there.
Mm.
But it's like, when my friends point things out about guys, I start looking as well. Because it's like, I'm in it, so I might not be able to catch it.
Mm.
And they're outsiders, so they probably see it.
Mm.
So what am I not seeing that they're seeing? I need to be, you know, a bit more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll be like, okay, I see it now. And if I see it, I'm not the type to tell the guy that I see what you're doing.
Mm.
I'm the type to just block you, and that's it. I'm the type of girl that sits you down before a relationship and I tell you what I expect, and I expect you to do the same.
Do you feel like that helps you when you sit the guy down and you're like, oh, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I like, this is what I don't like? Do you think that helps with, like, the running of the relationship?
It helps in that moment because he hasn't got in my pants.
Okay, let's say after he gets into your pants and he's...
It helps in that moment because here's the thing about boys as well. Like, guys, they tend to think after they give it to you, you're going to be her. I'm her in that moment.
Yeah.
I'm not her the whole way through. Like, let's not even get there. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've had my moments. So I know how it is. The same way you can do it is the same way John can do it, Kevin, all of them.
Bob.
So it's like, we need to have an understanding. Like, when I say I'm trying, it's not even I'm trying to love you, but when I say I'm loving you or I'm in love with you, it's a way of you to actually understand that she actually fucking loves me. Like, because I'm a fuck off lover. You get what I mean?
Bae. Her babes them. Are you hearing?
I am a fuck off lover.
She gonna be spoiling you.
Bro.
She gonna be spoiling you.
He already got
you.
Trainers.
Oh. And I whoop.
It's them ones there, like, you know, you just need to be present. And know like, what, once I tell you how I feel or how I want the relationship to go, you better know how, like, right, my girl said this from the start.
She don't like this. So this
is
plays.
So this is how I'm not gonna move. Like, if my girl was here, is this right? If you're the type of guy that has to ask your boy, if I did this though, would it be okay? You don't know for a fact that you shouldn't be doing it. And I'm a violent lover as well, so we don't play with me.
She gonna slash your tires. She gonna slash your tires.
That's why I've been single for a very long time.
Like, the whole...
I need true love.
I can't even... You know what I have in my head? You slashing his tires.
I can't slash his tires. I'll probably sell his car.
And them ones. Bro. You know, like, with everything going around, with COVID, with everything. Like, I know in my little interview, we touched on mental health and that. And like you said, it's good to ask everyone, how is it up top? How's the brains? How's the feelings?
I'm not gonna lie, during COVID, I thought that was the end of the world.
You're not the only one.
I was like, revelation's coming true. The Lord is coming to take his people. And every time I woke up, I was like, why am I still here?
Am I not worthy?
Like, I'll start back in prayer. Like, but then obviously, like, we came to realizing that these people are jack shit.
They're playing with us.
I had COVID. A month later, I don't have it. I got hit by a car. I died because of COVID. Nah, bro, don't play with my feelings.
I have cancer, but it wasn't the terminal cancer that killed me.
It was COVID. So it was them ones there, like, during that time, I'm speaking for everyone because I know a lot of people went through this.
Mm.
everyone's mental health was mad. It was completely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The way I maintained mine, we thank God for shopping.
Way
I maintained mine, I still have clothes with labels. That's how
do you
I
think like retail therapy is a thing?
It's a fuck off thing.
You see, when I tell like my boyfriend that, yeah, when I'm like, babes, it's a thing.
It is.
He looks at me as if I'm mad, but it helps. I could be stressed. I could be crying.
You know why?
I do a quick shop. I'm happy.
You know why it's a thing? Because when you're depressed, when you're angry, when you're going through shit, that's when you find good clothes.
That is so true.
Well, in my opinion, anyway.
That is. No, 100%.
And it's like, even like simple going out, to me, it's like, if I'm not feeling good or if I'm not in a certain state or situation, and someone goes to me, you know what, cinemas, or someone goes to me, okay, cool, Nando's.
You want
to
dress
I'm,
up,
I'm going. I am going. So it's them ones there, like, it's important to check on everyone and check on each other, but at the same time, before you help someone, make sure your own is good.
100%.
As the Bible says, I don't know where, take the prick out of your own eye
before you see
the prick out of your brother's eye, because how are you gonna take it out when you can't
see your own
brain?
That leads me to my last question. Summarize your life as right now in one word, from coming out the womb to the 21 fresh ripe that you are. What's one word? What's your feeling? I know it's your birthday soon. What are you feeling? How do you feel? Is that how you feel? That's the word. I'm old.
I'm turning a certain age, but in my mind I'm like 36, and I'm nowhere near 30. That's the madness.
You're not even halfway through 20.
Exactly. But it's like, I started living at a very young age. In my opinion, I became... the minute I got my NI, I just bounced on jobs. So it's like, I've always been money hungry. So to me, it's like, I'm turning this age, but at the same time, I'm old. Like, I'm old, but at the same time, obviously, the young me comes out. And she obviously is like, you know, we about to, you know, get this money. That's literally what we always just think about.
That is true.
We're about to get this Jeep, make that dream come true.
So anyway, guys, we just want to say thank you to our guest. That's not our guest, but is our guest. Ria, we thank you for taking time out today, you know.
That's fine. Am I getting paid for this? Because
we'll talk about this later.
It's not for free.
We'll talk about
my voice is not for free.
We'll talk. You see females, yeah. Let me take the mic off of her. Shush. So, you know, we thanking you and that. And guys, be safe, you know. I was going to say COVID is still, you know what, COVID is doing whatever COVID is doing.
COVID's on the dress, by the way.
Is it? At this point, don't be the seventh member. Don't be the seventh member because you'll catch COVID. Wear a blazer when you're going out and about because, you know, these people don't attack school kids.
Nope.
And as Ria would always say, wrap it up. Keep it wrapped up. We don't want no more quarantine babies. We've had enough babies. I think God needs a break. He's tired. So it's too much. Adios, people. Until next time. Bye. We'll be right back.